This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter whose music has inspired millions to love one another. Jesse Colin Young wrote a ballad in the late 1960s, which went on to become his biggest hit. The song, Get Together, has been featured in Super Bowl commercials, films like Forrest Gump, and other ads like KFC and Walmart. During his 50 years in music, Jesse has released over 19 albums, including his latest release, Dreamers. He has written a number of hits in his career, including Darkness, Darkness, Songbird, Sunlight, and more. And with his latest album, he explores a variety of music styles, including country rock, folk, Cajun waltz, blues, and even Celtic blues. Along with music, Jesse's passion is also at home on his Hawaiian coffee plantation. Join us for an up-close and personal look at a legendary singer-songwriter as we are joined by Jesse Colin Young on today's Border Crossings. Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we're joined by a music icon who's been in the business celebrating his, I guess, fifth decade in the music, maybe 50-plus years. We'll be talking to Jesse Colin Young, who's in our studios, and you know him from such great hits as Sunlight and Darkness, Darkness, and, of course, Get Together, which is one song that resonates even today as it did back in 1969. We welcome to our studios and to Washington, D.C., Jesse Colin Young. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, listening to the lyrics of Get Together and We Need to Love One Another, there's never been a more appropriate time for that song than there is right now.
Yeah, you're so right. That's part of why I'm out here. I've been doing just popping in on other people's shows and singing Get Together with them at an encore.
Mm-hmm. So, Jesse, I understand that you have said that your new album, Dreamers, is your best work to date. And that's, you know, quite a big statement to make, given the body of work that you've had over the years.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly some of the best. It's the best writing I've done in a quarter of a century. And it just came out of the blue. In 2009, I was diagnosed with Lyme's disease. And I had had it probably for 10 or 15 years, perhaps 20 before that, and was misdiagnosed, and nobody was talking about Lyme disease.
From a deer tick? Is that your...
Yeah. And so I was off the road, no more recording. I just didn't have energy for anything. I needed to heal. And I worked on it, got a good doctor, Richard Horowitz, wonderful man, right on the cutting edge of treating Lyme's disease. And 2016, our son Tristan was graduating from Berklee College of Music. So Connie, my wife, and I, we went to see his senior recital. Mm-hmm. And these kids just blew me away. And I went backstage. I said, I think I'm strong enough. Man, I want to play with a group of young people like you just did on stage. So help me put a band together. And that's what we did. And we had an invitation to South by Southwest.
Wow.
So we got ready for that. What was I going to tell you? Oh, six. We were playing in February in New Hampshire and driving around in the snow, and which I had sworn not to do ever again. But this is what it took. And about six gigs in, I realized I wanted to these kids were so good. Mm-hmm. I wanted to record with them. So, mm-hmm.
Your son's band?
Yeah, he's
a
bass
awesome.
Player. So, a year later in Nashville, we went in and recorded Dreamers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of questions. There's a lot of lying. I mean, when I was growing up, that was part of being a man. Was mm-hmm. telling the truth and being as good as your word. So, I have things to say.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to say what you have to say in music right now. So if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we'd love to.
I would love
something.
To.
What's this called?
This is called Walk the Talk About Love.
talking about love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn. Walk, I talk about love. Are you tired of the struggle for money and fame? You let vanity rule you, boy. It will drive you insane. Here in the garden, we have chosen to live. It's not what you can get, my brother. It's about what you can give. We're talking about love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn to walk and talk about love. I was lost in the desert, sorrow and pain, thirsty for something I could not name. There is water aplenty, the oasis is near. So drink deep from the sacred spring of fear. Release all your fear. We're talking about love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn to walk out, talk about love. Love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn to walk out, talk about love. You think you see darkness, my friend, open your eyes. This is not an illusion. This is life's greatest prize. It's the water of life in a free-flowing stream. It will pour through your spirit. It will wash your soul clean. We're talking about love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn to walk out, talk about love. Love. Let's talk about love. Must be time we learn to walk out, talk about love.
All right. Sounding great. Jesse Colin Young, live on Border Crossings on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
And the album is Dreamers. Now, it's come out on vinyl as well?
It has.
That's amazing how you must find this interesting that vinyl has kind of come back. And in popularity now, I just read where it's outsold this year, actual digital songs. There's, you know, the 2.1 million digital sold, 2.4 million vinyl sold this year.
Well, it's out there. It's a double album. Go Dreamers. I mean, vinyl, yeah, it's beautiful. It sounds different. And, of course, it's fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and read.
Right.
While you listen.
And what a beautiful, look at this album cover. Look, I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff here. This
beautiful,
gorgeous, gorgeous album cover. I don't know who you had design this or how you came up with this, but this is absolutely gorgeous.
I cannot remember this young man's name, but it's in there somewhere.
I'm sure.
He's a beautiful artist, and, you know, I don't know what that is, whether that's a rising...
Looks like a bunch of, there's a lot going on.
There's an owl in there.
I see
the
that.
Wisdom. And there's the Viking. It looked like a Viking helmet. It's the love boat coming at you.
It's hard to pass by if you're in a record store.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, there's a lot of fans of your music all around the world, and we're thrilled to have you here in D.C., and thank you for doing this for us. Jesse Colin Young, would you do another song?
I would love to. This is a song Connie and I wrote together. She actually started it. Someone through the Internet asked us to write a song about a movie that became Boston Strong. It was about... the bombing at the marathon. Mm-hmm. And we had this personal experience. We were driving in a car. We listened to NPR. A bomb went off in Boston. Tristan is in Boston in school and living three blocks probably from the finish line of the marathon. And they said, that's all the information we have. Mm. So we rush home. We turn on the TV. And there are the pictures, but we can't get through. It turns out that the police turned off the cell towers because they were afraid of more bombs. So for an hour, we are hanging, watching this awful stuff over and over, and thinking, God, please, he didn't wander down there with a cup of coffee, just... And luckily he didn't. Actually, all these kids... on this album, Dreamers, were in school at that time, and right there. So when someone asked, I woke up the next morning and Connie had a page of lyrics or two pages of lyrics written already. This is called Cast a Stone.
Cast a stone in the water. See the ripples spread out. Feel the pain of not knowing. Hear the sirens that shout. Is a loved one in danger? Or a neighbor in doubt? Cast a stone in the water. See the ripples spread out. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. We are witness to evil. Miles and miles from the fray. On and on they replay it. While we hope, while we pray. And the poison is spreading. In our hearts there's no doubt. Cast a stone in the water. See the ripples spread out. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Now the criminal is cornered. He is wounded, he's down. And the roar from those gathered is a frightening sound. As our fear and our anger feeds our rage as we shout. Cast a stone in the water. See the ripples spread out. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Cast a stone. Cast a. Cast a. Cast a stone.
Jesse Colin Young, legendary name in the music business, been around the block a few times. So I know you're going to do one of the biggest signature songs. And do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time? Get Together?
Yes.
Because that's kind of a very profound moment in a musician's life and career, to hear your song somewhere out there. That.
So Young Bloods flew to San Francisco June 15th, 1967. Mm-hmm. And we had no idea what was going on in the Bay Area. We were based in New York. The Banana, our keyboard player, had hair out to here, was kind of an anomaly.
Like a chia pet.
We didn't know there was a town in which every other guy had hair like that, mm-hmm. and that was San Francisco. So we walked into the cheap motel on Geary Street, and I threw my bag down, and I was probably staying with Corbett, and they had two twin beds, and where they came together, there was this little radio built into the... And I'd turn it on and Get Together was on the radio. And when we went to the Avalon, and, you know, instead of 40 or 50 people, there were 400, 400 or 500 people. And half of them looked like Banana. And so... I mean, we realized that this was the place we needed to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could work. We, because Get Together was a hit in 67 in San Francisco and up the coast, maybe Portland, Seattle. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else. So it was not a major hit. Mm-hmm. But, man, I mean, we were there.
You were there.
We were there to work in those cities. So
right.
We went home and... We went home and we moved immediately.
But it went to number one in 69.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, those 2 years, the National Council of Christians and Jews took that song and put it on a Brotherhood commercial, a PSA. And, you know, they pushed those things off till late in the night,
mm-hmm.
When it's not high commercial value. And who was watching TV late at night? It was... Young people, I guess, because the country had also, I think, had come to a different idea about the war, that it was not working, and that the feeling that our brothers and sisters were dying in vain became more prevalent, and Get Together was there. Mm-hmm. Kind of nurturing that desire to have a safe place to love one another.
Right. The Vietnam War is what you're referring to,
yeah.
The benefit of the audience around the world. So what was the story behind the song? I mean, before we do it, what was the, you know, when you wrote this, what was it that led you to this song? You're sitting at home in the basement studio or whatever, but some other studio, and you say, I got a song in my mind, in my heart, and I got a story to tell.
I didn't write it.
You didn't.
I walked into an open mic in the Village, and there was a fellow named Buzzy Lenhart on stage singing it. It was written by Dino Valenti, and he had been in the Village a couple years before that, maybe in 63 and 64. I was either working, what was I doing, working in the factory or doing something else. Mm-hmm. So I had never heard it. And I ran backstage and said, oh, man, I got to have the lyrics. And, I mean, when I heard that song, I knew that my life had changed, that this was like the course correction, and that Get Together would now be my compass. Mm. And it has been. And I thought for a while there, it was our generation's compass. I mean, it paved the way. For Woodstock, over those 2 years, as it bled that message into the country as a whole, mm-hmm. as it penetrated from the West Coast, and you know, then when movies come out with Get Together, and I get fan letters from 10-year-olds that say, that's my class, that's our favorite song in my class. I realized the generations are being introduced to it over and over. And now we, our country being as divisive and divisive as the rhetoric is, I mean, we need to sing this song more than ever. So we started this thing about a month ago, Connie and I. It's a kind of a video challenge. I recorded Get Together, and then I said, please, you guys, to the audience, go, when you're out with your friends at the bar, just get together, get out a phone, and sing a chorus of Get Together and video it, and then post it. But then hashtag it, Get Together Again, with the three words capped. Get Together, capped T, again. And at Jesse Colin Young. And we will make a quilt. And you guys, we're going in a garage. Come on. Because people know this song even when they don't know they know it. When you start singing it, I don't care where you are. I mean, even if I sing it at TSA, oh, you play music? What kind of music is that? I don't know. I just sing them a little bit of Get Together.
Right.
And they light up. So we're hoping to get people from all over the world to send us little videos of them and posting them in their social media, but hashtagging it Get Together Again at Jesse Colin Young. And we will collect these and make a quilt, an audio quilt out of all people of all walks of life, and it would be wonderful, from all countries, singing Get Together.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, would you mind doing the song for us right now? A song that you've done a couple times?
I love this song. Love is but a song we sing, and fear's the way we die. We can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, we may not know why. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, people we will surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight, and we're fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now smile on each other. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Hear the song we sing, people, you will understand. Listen, we hold a key to love and fear.
Darling, I'm trembling. Just one key and watch them both. Don't you know it's there at your command? Come on, people, now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Right now. Come on, people, now. Smile on each other. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Right now. Right now.
Wow. Happy 50th birthday to that song.
Yes.
Isn't that something? It rings true today just as it did in 1969, when you sang it with the Youngbloods. Thank you so much for being on the show. And if people want to get your album Dreamers, or if they want to catch you on tour, your website, I'm sure, has all the information.
Yeah, jessecolinyoung.com. Dreamers is on Amazon and iTunes, and whether it's, what do you want, download or a CD or a vinyl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out there. And... yeah, thanks for giving me a chance to sing these songs, because I love them.
Brought a lot of memories back. Thank you so much for coming to our studios.
My pleasure.
For being a part of the show. Jesse Colin Young is our guest. It's Dreamers, the name of his new album. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.